it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone. I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air. And we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Stevie, I'm going to give you one guess on what was the star seed of the day yesterday.
I did see some DMs very angry that it was a fake rotation and that Westlake's been it more. I think that's very biased.
I want to bring that up on Star 102 before I bring in Frank from Menor. Hey, Frank, how are you? Oh, your phone cut out.
Just
you there?
To clarify, it's not a fake rotation.
I didn't say that.
I feel like it's been more Menor than Westlake.
Oh,
I very rarely hear Westlake.
I almost passed out when you said that. The last time Menor was a star city today, 2023.
That's 100%. False. I can go back and tell you every day for like the past 6 years.
2020, COVID. That's when Menor was last.
All right, Frank, that is not true.
Frank already wins.
Frank is the one that's probably messaging us because you told him to.
Frank! All right, buddy, ask Jay. That's Jen to leave the room. We'll go ahead and get started with the game.
Please leave the room.
I'm leaving the room. Good luck, Frank.
All right, Frank. Well done. Well done. All right, Stevie. Glad to have you back. You keep track of the score as always. We're going to ask you 5 questions. You know how the game works, Frank. You won a t-shirt, didn't you?
Yeah, it depends if these are Stevie questions or Tim questions.
Oh, yeah, I know. Exactly. Well, we'll
Tim's
see.
Tim's are just as hard.
Sometimes
she lost 2 days in a row when I was not here.
That is fair. That is fair.
We now have proof.
See how protective you and I are of our questions?
Mm-hmm.
That's why when somebody rips on you, you're kind of like, no, I work hard on these questions. And then
I ask everyone I know
hits,
in my life. I'm like, are these hard?
Do you?
Yes.
Yeah.
It gets in my head.
Here we go.
So I'm assuming there's going to be 3 Taylor Swift questions.
For 8:30, you're right. The heirs to the size of the heirs. That'd be amazing. All right,
well,
here's
now
question.
You bring it up. Maybe.
That's right. Here's the question number 1. It's not Taylor Swift related. It's Browns related. They have traded Za'Darius Smith to Detroit Lions. In return, the Browns get a 2025 fifth round pick and a 2026 sixth and seventh round pick. That was news yesterday for your Cleveland Browns. Za'Darius Smith, offense or defense?
Defense.
Let's go with question number 2. Jessica Simpson was recently seen at LAX. Without her wedding ring, fueling rumors of a split from her husband. Ooh, maybe she'll get back together with this guy, although he is married to his wife, Vanessa.
Nick Lachey.
Question number 3, Kevin Jonas Sr. I'm telling Stevie, as we head into Christmas music, whenever it is, we have so many songs for Ho 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 or No No No. I'm really excited. All the Jimmy Fallon stuff that's out, this is going to be great. We have to add this to the list as Kevin Jonas Sr., father of the Jonas Brothers, is releasing his first Christmas EP, Ready, Set, Glow.
I am curious.
So am I.
I mean, he has 3 kids that are very successful in the music industry. It can't be bad.
And it's a holiday collection and everybody's on it. Like the kiddos are on it, his wife's on it, whatever it might be. My question to you is a true or false question. Nick Jonas is the eldest Jonas brother. Once again, Nick Jonas is the eldest Jonas brother. True or false?
False.
Question number...
I got teen girls here. They should know this.
There you go. You're right. Question number 4. The Night Before Christmas at Dunder Mifflin? Well, it's a new holiday storybook inspired by the Office TV show. My question to you, who is the regional manager of the Scranton branch of Dunder Mifflin at
Michael
the...
Michael Scott.
Oh! Didn't even need to get the timer up for that one. It's so good. That show was really, really good.
Love Office.
All right. Question number five. Have we ever had somebody answer literally mid-question like
that? No, I don't think so.
Question 5. Target is transforming stores into a fantastical forest with a peppermint-striped pathway to kick off holiday shopping season. Plus, they have a new holiday mascot, Barry the Bear.
Can't wait to walk around Target. Sounds fantastic.
Give me the name of the year-round Bull Terrier Target mascot.
Bullseye.
Frank of Menor. How did you do? We're going to see. We're going to bring Jen back in. Ask her those same five questions next on Star 102. Frank of Menor answered five questions a minute ago, right in the middle of a round of Trump Tui. Producer Stevie keeping track of the score. How'd Frank do?
Frank got all five.
Wow. Good job, Frank.
All five correct. All right. We're going to ask Jen the same five questions. We begin with question number one. Browns. They made a trade yesterday. Za'Darius Smith, Detroit Lions. They get picks, back and forth. That's fine. Za'Darius Smith, offense or defense?
Defense.
There you go. Question number two. Really, any reason to ask that question?
Yeah, like, I hate that question so much. Fine,
whatever.
So much.
Question number two. Jessica Simpson was recently seen at LAX. Didn't have the wedding ring on. Ooh. Something's going on there. Maybe a divorce is imminent. We'll see. Ooh. Maybe she'll go back together with this guy. Although he is married to his wife, Vanessa.
Nick Lachey.
Shout out. Old school.
You started Love is Blind yet?
No.
Speaking of them, you gotta.
Is this a good season?
Yes.
Okay, it is a good season. Last season was a good season. You watched that.
Yeah,
I did not watch that.
Last season was good.
Question number three. Kevin Jonas Sr., father of the Jonas Brothers, is releasing his first Christmas EP. Can you say ho, 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 or no, no, no? I think so. Ready, Set, Glow, a holiday collection. Producer Stevie, very excited.
Really?
Curious.
Yeah.
Wouldn't take
I'm curious, too.
By the way, that drops on November 8th. True or false, Nick Jonas is the eldest Jonas Brother.
False.
That is false, is Kevin. Question number four. The Night Before Christmas at Dunder Mifflin is a new holiday storybook inspired by The Office TV show. Who was the regional manager of the Scranton branch of Dunder Mifflin at the beginning of the series, The Office, and played by Steve Carell?
Michael Scott.
It is Michael Scott. Question number five.
Gotta get this to tie it up.
Ooh. Thank you, Stevie.
Stevie bringing the knowledge. Question number five. Target is transforming stores into a fantastical forest with a peppermint stripe pathway to kick off the holiday shopping season and so much more. Plus, they have a new mascot, Barry the Bear. Roar. Wait, it's a lion.
Yeah, I don't think
so. Bear do?
Did Bear roar? Growl?
Growl. It's not going to be that type of bear. It's going to be a lovely bear.
It's a friendlier bear.
Give me the name of the year-round bull terrier Target mascot.
Bullseye.
It is Bullseye! Ah! Oh, Frank! Where are the totals at right now, Stevie?
Frank 5, Jen 5.
Oh, Frank, you know what that means. Jen, you know what that means. We have a tiebreaker question. That means it still could be back. To back. I'm just letting people know.
Such a
That's
pause.
That's all I'm doing. 3 minutes away from the tiebreaker question on Star 102. All right, Frank, you ready for the tiebreaker question?
I am. Let's rock and roll.
That's right. Love it. Okay, so what we're going to do now is, of course, closest to the actual number without going over, I'm going to ask you the question. Jen writes down her answer the exact same time. Let's go back to, and why not, Nick Lachey. How old is Nick Lachey?
Ooh.
Closest to his actual age without going over. Here's the timer.
Ooh, I'm going to say he's got to be in his 40s, 49.
49 years old. Jen Tui?
46.
He is 50 years old.
What? Is he really? No. How is he 50?
I know. When I saw that earlier when I'm writing the question, I was like, Nick Lachey is 50 years old?
Oh,
he's
vomit.
50 years old, which means Frank of Menor is going to be sipping on that Jen and Tim Show mug while he's wearing that Jen and Tim Show I Trump Tui shirt.
Yeah.
Wow. Good job, Frank. You did it. You trumped me.
This is Frank from Menor, and I just trumped Tui again.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's get to a round of Chump Tui on Star 102. It's Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. We have Brenda in Medina. Hey, Brenda, how are you?
I am fabulous, thanks. How are you today?
Good. You going to win today? Is today the day?
Today is the day. It's my seventh time. I'm in a good mood. Today is a great day to have a great day.
Okay. It's a great day to have a great day. Okay, now ask Jen to leave the room. We'll go ahead and get started.
Jen, will you please leave the room?
I'm leaving the room. Good luck, Brenda.
All right, Brenda. Producer Stevie is back, so she's keeping track of the score. We'll wait till Jen leaves the room. As you heard just a minute ago, it could be back to back to back losses. We will see what happens. We begin. There we go. Help if I turn my questions over with question number one. The hit horror film, The Black Phone, is getting a sequel and production on The Black Phone 2. Well, it's already begun. By the way, it does hit theaters in October of next year. Which spooky holiday is also in the month of October?
Halloween.
Question number two. The Night Before Christmas at Dunder Mifflin. Well, it's a new holiday storybook inspired by the Office TV show. The book describes itself as a hilarious twist on a Christmas classic. Which character owns the beet farm in the show The Office? It's either Jim, Dwight, or Michael.
Dwight.
Question number three. Target, have you heard about this? They're transforming stores into a fantastical forest with a peppermint striped pathway to kick off holiday shopping season. And they're going to have destinations like the Candy Cane Corner, which sounds fun, but also feels like it's a nice time out. You have to send the kid to the Candy Cane Corner. It's like, yeah. It's nice. It's not bad, but you did something wrong.
Candy Cane Lane.
Yes, Candy Cane Lane. There you go. So Target is the second largest discount retailer in the U.S. Which company is the largest?
Walmart, but there's another name for it.
Let's go with Walmart. That's all right. Question number four. Martha Stewart recently described Ryan Reynolds as not so funny in real life. Ryan did respond publicly on social media. He was joking around saying, and I quote, "I disagree with her, but I tried that once," end quote. What is the name of Martha Stewart's iconic magazine first published in the year 1990?
Martha Stewart Living.
All right, let's go with question number five. Teresa and Gary from The Golden Bachelor, they divorced just 3 months after their televised wedding. They stated that long distance was the reason. Well, now, Teresa opened up and says, "You really can't know somebody in just 4 weeks, and it was not a location thing," end quote. What is the first name of the current Golden Bachelorette?
Oh, I don't know. Courtney.
See, this is why you just throw a name out. You never know. Maybe it is Courtney. We will find out next. We'll bring Jen Tui back into the room and ask her those same five questions. That's 3 minutes away on Star 102. Let's continue with a round of Chump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorite. So, Brenda, this is time number seven you've played?
Time number seven. I'm going to break it today.
You're going to break it today. Like what, the smart speaker or the record or the you're going to win today? You're going to break what? Tell me what's happening, Brenda. Talk to Timmy.
I'm breaking my losing streak.
Okay, you're breaking the losing streak. Well, producer Stevie has the answer of how many of those five questions you answered correctly.
Brenda got four.
Ooh.
Four. Whoa. Correct today. Maybe that will happen. We're going to see what happens. We're going to ask Jen those same five questions that Brenda answered four correctly. That means it could be back to back. To back losses. We begin with question number one. We begin with the the hit horror film, The Black Phone. It's getting a sequel. Oh. Production on, guess what it's called? The Black Phone 2. It's already begun. Hits theaters October of next year, October 17th to be exact. Which spooky holiday is also in October?
Halloween.
It is Halloween. Question number two, The Night Before Christmas at Dunder Mifflin. It's a new holiday storybook inspired by the Office TV show. The book's described and calls itself kind of the hilarious twist on a Christmas classic. Which character owns the beet farm in The Office? It's either Jim, Dwight, or Michael.
It's Dwight.
It is Dwight. Question number three. Target is transforming stores into a fantastical forest with a peppermint-striped pathway to kick off holiday shopping season. They're also going to have destinations like the candy cane corner.
Ooh.
Where you can lick the walls and
continue. You cannot. Okay. Nobody said that.
Oh, that's good. Let's move on.
Do not lick a wall.
Sugar rush. Okay, I made that up.
Get in trouble for that.
Don't do that. Target is the second largest discount retailer in the U.S. Which company is the largest?
Walmart?
It is Walmart. Question number four. Martha Stewart recently described Ryan Reynolds as, well, not so funny in real life. Then Ryan did respond publicly on social media as he was joking around, and I quote, "I disagree with her, but I tried that once," end quotes. What is the name of Martha Stewart's iconic magazine first published in the year 1990?
Real simple. Shoot. What is that?
That magazine's older than you, isn't it, Stevie?
Yes, it is.
Ew, really? What's the name? I really thought that was it.
Martha Stewart Living.
Oh.
Let's move over to question number five.
Who does Real Simple? Now I need to Google that. Shoot. I'm very upset with myself. I'm sorry, Martha. I love a nice Martha Stewart.
Jen comes down to this one to tie it up.
Oh, boy. Brenda, I'm nervous.
I am, too.
Question number five. Teresa and Gary, you know, from The Golden Bachelor.
Mm-hmm.
They divorced just 3 months after their televised wedding, stating long distance as the reason. Mm. Well, Teresa says, you can't really know someone in 4 weeks. It's not just a location thing. Mm. Dropping that hammer. What is the name of the, what is the first name of the current Golden Bachelorette?
June.
Wow, that was so close. I really thought you were going to guess it.
I know, it's like a J name, isn't it?
Yes.
How do you even know it's a J name? Well done. Joan. Final totals.
Brenda 4, Jen 3.
You did it!
You were right, Brenda. This was your day. Congratulations. You trumped me.
Oh, wow.
There you
Finally.
Go. Now do you play again? I think you stick the landing. I think you stick the landing with the win. Right?
I better quit while I'm ahead.
Yeah. Jen and Tim Show coffee mug. That's all yours. You have to tell everybody who you are. Tell everybody what you just did.
I am Brenda from Medina, and I finally trumped Tui.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.